With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz got a ringing endorsement from Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar on day three of the DNC in Chicago. Bob Agnew reports.
Klobuchar says the Minnesota governor has a history of making big promises and keeping them.
Tim has delivered paid leave, school lunches.
And she says, as a winning high school football coach, Walz knows how to take on the competition.
And a former public school teacher knows how to school the likes of J.D. Vance.
Klobuchar says Walz also has a history of bringing disparate groups together in Minnesota and is a strong proponent of Midwestern values. Bob Agnew at the DNC convention in Chicago.
Also at SRNNews.com, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will speak Friday about the present historical moment and his path forward. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
His campaign announced a speech on Wednesday, fueling growing speculation that Kennedy could drop out and support Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Kennedy's running mate openly discussed the possibility on a podcast this week. Nicole Shanahan said the campaign was considering a move to join forces with Trump to limit the possibility of Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris winning the election. Kennedy is a member of a beloved Democratic dynasty, the nephew of President John F. Kennedy and son of Robert Kennedy. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Most Federal Reserve officials agreed last month that they would likely cut their benchmark interest rate at their next meeting in September, as long as inflation continues to cool. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes entered a four-month slide in July. Existing home sales rose 1.3% last month from June, according to the National Association of Realtors. The Dow dropping 31 points. The Nasdaq is down 96. This is SRN News. The DNC is going all in on transgenderism.
The party's 2024 platform has a large section devoted to its belief that a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man by a sheer act of will. The Democratic Party vows to, quote, vigorously oppose state and federal bans on gender-affirming health care. That refers to states which have outlawed sex change operations on children. The platform also promises to fight efforts by parents to remove pornographic books from school libraries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson has certified an abortion amendment for the November ballot. That measure would enshrine in the state constitution a 1999 state Supreme Court ruling that found the constitutional right to privacy includes the right of a woman to receive an abortion from a provider of their choice. This is SRN News. Police surveillance is at the heart of a lawsuit in Oregon.
The ACLU is suing the city of Medford, saying its police department has been unlawfully monitoring political activists who are not suspected of any criminal activity. But the city insists it has not monitored the groups because of their views or activities, adding it has conducted surveillance to prepare for possible public safety impacts. ACLU says the Medford police have monitored their activities and social media accounts. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked exploratory drilling for a lithium project in Arizona that Native American leaders say will harm the land they've used for religious ceremonies for centuries now. The judge set a hearing September 17th to determine if that exploration suspension should be extended. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.